Yeah, Matt, yep, we're live. We're just going to wait a few minutes as you just to for people to get their notifications. So what's it, where are you in the country at the moment?
I'm in the northeast of England.
And is it raining?
Is it raining? It's very green, bit grubby. It's not
Yeah.
very well. That
No.
global warming's not working out very well. It was absolutely
No, it's
freezing
not.
this
It
morning.
really isn't. In fact, you know what's really weird? When we talk about global warming, I was watching something the other day on TV. And do you remember most of the scenes we get on the TV of England in the 18th century is Smog City. Everything was smog. Everything was really, really bad. The Thames was polluted with all sorts, and the air was polluted. Everything was running. But there was never any worry then about global warming. Now that we're a lot cleaner, the air is cleaner, we don't pollute as much as we now, we're in crisis. But back then, when it was a real crisis, as we see on the TV, there was nothing said. We made it through and everything was fine. It's just crazy.
Oh, it's totally crazy. Well, at the time, what we didn't see when cities gives were full of hydro. I mean, everybody had coal fires, you had coke works, you had steel works, you had, most of your energy, you had coking plants where you'd produced the man-made gas, which was town gas. All these technologies were extremely heavy pollutant in the environment. I mean, seriously, and hydrocarbons aren't safe. However, what we didn't see was an eco site. Currently, what we're seeing is a total mass depopulation of birds, insects, everything's dying. You've got your government telling you it's got something to do with carbon dioxide, which is a trace gas at 0.04 in air. 3% of that 0.04 is man-made. That tells you how ridiculous a notion it is to say that it's CO2. What I can tell people, if anybody doesn't believe me about climate change, go and have a look at weather modification tools and weather multiplication tools and ionospheric radiators. If you want to understand what controls weather, and the military will have full weather control by 2025. I mean, total control. They can snow, rain, burn you out, create tornadoes, hurricanes. They can totally control the weather. So do not be hoodwinked into climate change. This climate nonsense is all being created by the defense industry, where they're going to gaslight you because they want you into an electric vehicle. Now, the recent STUA, the EU STUA, it's a scientific technology group in Europe, have now shown that electromagnetic radiation causes sterilization.
Oh,
If I
wow.
hit you on top of a motor in an electric vehicle, and this is why these technologies are uninsurable for harm to a person for a reason. The insurance companies have found that are so dangerous, they won't insure them. So you've got local authorities fitting 5G masts, you've got them encouraging people to get into electric vehicles, hybrids that will give your children cancer, leukemia in particular. I mean, you wouldn't live under high-powered cables, would you? I mean,
No.
most people know because you've heard the stories. Kids lived in homes where they ended up getting leukemia. People became pretty sick. I mean, this radiation is an immune system suppressant. That's in the first instance. Now, we can specifically show that certain frequencies can cause pneumonia, can cause flu-type symptoms. We've got all the data on that. The science is absolutely correct in relation to this. And your local MP will tell you that this immune system suppressant and a certain frequency that causes coronavirus-like symptoms has got nothing to do with coronavirus. I mean,
Absolutely not.
you talk about with this is just absolutely. I mean, these MPs are totally anti-science. It's a bit like,
Yeah, they don't
Anthony Fauci.
want
They don't want to know. Well, the most important thing for people to get involved, we must stop net zero. Net zero, they're going to steal your holidays. They want to remove your gas central heating. They want to put a heat pump in, a water ground heating pump, right? That don't work. They want to lend you £100,000 to insulate your home, to put a heat pump in that doesn't work, and then they're going to then want to come back because really they're after your property. So if you understand, the globalist plan is two things: depopulation, which really mean it's it, they call it depopulation, I call it extermination.
Right,
So
yeah.
they want to depopulate, they want to depopulate, and they also want all of your money, and they want to do it, they don't want to steal it. They want to create a contract through merchant law. They want to create a contract, right, through the courts, so they can steal it from you. So it, but in a contractual way. So they haven't actually stole it per se. What they're going to do, your council tax. We've seen it in Scotland where councils are contacting commercial businesses and saying to them, we're going to quadruple your rates because we've spent all this money on all this bullshit over the last 2 or 3 years, and somebody's got to pay for it. So guess what? Governments don't make any money. They only spend money. So consequently, they want yours. So they want all your money to backfit the debt that they've incurred on the country on the back of this created nonsense. Because all it was is a load of nonsense, same as that climate nonsense. But it gets pretty serious. As we head into net zero, they're going to basically discriminate against people so they can get into an electric car. Now, obviously, electric cars are pretty expensive. The battery, your energy cost, so your gas today, gas traded international gas was near $8 for 1 million British thermal units. That was last November. Currently, it's trading at about four, just over four, four and a half. So it's half the price what it was, but you're paying three and four times, and sometimes more, depending if you've got a smart meter installed, because you've got an extra 10% if you have a smart meter installed, and also you can't control the cost of the energy. They can just take anything out of that at any time. So they're gaslighting, literally gaslighting people about the energy cost. They're telling you it's significantly higher than what it is. They're basically disinformation, people. The mainstream media aren't covering it. And this is so that they can take your home. They're coming to shut in your home. Always remember, they need all private wealth and all private industry by 2030. They need to get you into a trap, these net zero city, smart city, basically a toxic city. Now, they're bringing in technology now to map and to basically urban radar types of technology on bridges or over motorways where they can scan vehicles. Now, that technology will cause cancer. Nobody's tested it to be safe. It's uninsurable in any event for harm to a human because we know from the military documents, anybody exposed to radar type technologies, a lot of people, and especially a lot of younger people in the services, develop cancers. They know that they know radar causes cancer, period. Okay. There was years ago when police officers used to stand on the side of the road with a radar gun. You remember, he's pointing the radar gun at you. It's not pointed at himself. The fact that he's getting the side lobe leakage from that radar gun, they were getting cancer, and they were getting cancer in significant numbers where they had to stop doing it because it was becoming too obvious that electromagnetic radiation is a Class One carcinogen. We know it is. The World Health Organization classed it as a 2B. That is false. It's a one. It causes, that's why we see massive increases in cancer. Since 2019, since the start of the major deployment, because there was prior, Gateshead, Rotherham, Bristol, they were all test beds, and there was probably a few others. We saw massive increases in sickness until I got it removed from the streetlights in Gateshead. We saw a lot of women lose babies. It increases miscarriage. So can you imagine? You get a young girl who's pregnant, you put her into an electric car, and she miscarries. You also then sterilize the children, the boys in particular, because the testes are outside of the body. They have a massive impact on sperm count, and they will sterilize young men, young boys, so that they won't be able to have children. And that's the main driver for net zero. The problem that the government have, the evidence is all there. The science is fixed. It's not, you know, they keep talking about the science is settled. The science most certainly is settled on climate change, because I can change it with those ionospheric radiators that the defense industry have and are currently doing that. We saw it took a very, very hot days last summer. It was a very interesting temperature increase. You know, it was only a couple of days. If people's skin, you heard a lot of people getting prickly skin and stuff like that. That's all radiation pollution. And how they occasion that, spray the atmosphere with these aerosol sprays. So they basically turn the area into a polytunnel. So that keeps the temperature in, and then they spray these ionospheric radiators onto that material, and it then keeps temperature in. So all the energy they put out from these large ionospheric radiators across the world, there are hundreds across the world, massive pieces of equipment that spray energy. They call them ionospheric heaters. Heater, they call them ionospheric heaters for a reason. So they heat the ionosphere. Well, if you spray that substrate, so if you've actually got these chemtrails, what we call aerosol injection spraying, so the aerosol injection spraying, and you spray this radiation into the aerosol, it then reflects back down to ground, and it keeps the temperature within a very short distance of a few thousand feet, depending on how high the aircraft are spraying this material. So we're being gaslighted about climate change. We're being gaslighted. Well, we'll get the safe and effective. I mean, it's absolutely garbage. So you've got MPs who currently are misinforming. They're breaking the law. You see, an MP's only purpose in life is to represent the constituent. That's their one purpose. It's the only reason for their existence. Now, what we've ended up happening, we've ended up with MPs who, number one, they're party animals. Okay, so they represent the party, not you. That shouldn't ever happen. The Nolan principles state clearly they only have one purpose in life, and that's to represent you, to be non-biased, and also to be objective. So when you write to your local MP and he tells you that 5G is safe, because they do, or he tells you that electromagnetic radiation, we've got documents from MPs where they've written to constituents and they've said it is scientifically impossible for electromagnetic radiation to cause corona-like type symptoms. That's a lie. That is false. So consequently, that's in breach of the Nolan principles. It's a criminal offence, believe it or not, because it's genocide, because it's genocide, they commit a criminal offence.
So can I just ask you something? I want to just ask you, we talk about the obviously chemtrails and the EMF and what they're doing to everybody, but aren't they also doing it to themselves?
I would definitely think so. I've got one of the grandkids here just popping up there.
Do you are you okay for her to be on?
No, she'll be all right. I'll just go and chase her because what's
That's
happened?
fine. That's
I'll have
absolutely
a second.
fine. Hi, everyone. I'm sorry, I know some people are quite controversial, Mark Steele, but at the end of the day, I'm here to get the message out because I do believe he has a lot of information that is very relevant. So this is what we're here for.
Well, I've studied, my background. I've always been very, very interested in weaponry, warfare. All right, warfare, strategic warfare, mimetic, asymmetrical warfare. That's what we're in at the minute. We're in a mimetic, asymmetrical war that's being waged against us by those in authority, a cult at the very, very top of, and basically right across the world. We've seen that right across the world. We've been lied to right across the world. We're being disinformed continually, in total contrary to the actual science. I mean, I've just getting it. We're just getting a document here from a local council, and what they've said is there's no published peer-reviewed science that shows that electromagnetic radiation is not safe. I mean, this just should. Now, this is from a local authority, right? I don't know where they're getting it from, where they're getting this notion, but it's absolutely false. Electromagnetic radiation is used in direct energy weapons programs to kill. I've got enough evidence. I've got enough of the military documents. I've worked on a number of these projects. So consequently, I know exactly how dangerous electromagnetic radiation can
When did
be.
you notice? When, what was it and how that you noticed that something wasn't right?
In 2016, my local council fitted LED streetlights without a diffuser. All optical radiation has to have a diffuser. That's why I have a lampshade. That's why I have fluorescent bulbs in the roof of an office building. You don't have bare elements where they can project light, what's called point light source, into the eye. So all of a sudden, we get these very, very bright LEDs. The high-pressure sodium lamps that were removed, they were 2,200 Kelvin, thereabouts, approximately 2,200 Kelvin, and that's why they were orange. Now, they're not safe. All artificial light poses a hazard to people. So consequently, all of a sudden, we had these orange lights change to these very bright phosphor-coated blue LEDs. All right, so the phosphor wears off over time, so there's more of the 450 nanometers frequency. That's basically the blue part of the portion. That's extremely dangerous. So we had these bare elements, no diffuser, and the light head was angled like that specifically to cause point light source. That's when I realized that the light head itself was a weapon. It had been designed to cause bodily harm. That's the definition of a weapon. And obviously, I knew about these LED weapon systems. I knew about the some of the equipment that's been developed over a number of years. So I was pretty concerned about that. I wrote to the local council. I then got a neighbour knock on the door, and she said, "Mark, since they put these LED lights in, I've started to get nosebleeds." And I thought, well, I know the higher frequencies. You're not going to get a nosebleed. I can probably cause some cranial pressure, probably a fit or a stroke. But what I'm not going to be able to do is cause a nosebleed because you see, you need to increase a terahertz range light won't pass through the skin. You get it into the skin and it'll probably cause you some sort of cancer issue in later life because it's cumulative. This radiation's accumulative over time. And we already saw that from the Barcelona study where the breast and the prostate cancers had tripled on the back of installation of this type of optical radiation emission. But she'd been getting nosebleeds, and I thought, well, it can't be the light. But I noticed there was a small antenna on the top. So on investigation, I measured the radiation in our home, and she was hitting about 1,800 millivolts. And the maximum I can expose you to for chronic exposure, not safe, by the way, and this is the Council of Europe. So the international courts have said I can't expose you to any more than 200 millivolts. Now, to some people, that would be unsafe. Electromagnetic sensitive people, they'd be pretty, that would not be good at all. But 200 millivolts, she was 1,800 in her bedroom, which causes an increase in blood temperature. And it increases the pressure of the blood. And the reason for the nosebleed is to relieve the pressure in your head. I then got my hands on the piece of equipment. One of the council workers actually passed one to me. We had a little bit of a argument, and he gave me one. And then once I got my hands on the antenna design, I could see it was a high gain with a dielectric lens, which then told me that that was battlefield-derived technology. That could be used to target, acquire, and kill. To target, acquire, and focus a beam wave, a direct energy wave at a target. So the urban radar element, I can scan the ground, scan everything, scan cars, etc. Now, your councils across the country have fitted this because they've been told by central government that they're going to have their budgets cut. Councils are already bankrupt because you've got idiots running them. Who all they want to do is spend money on diversity and other bullshit things, but also making a lot of people very unwell and sick from this technology. So they're a bigger burden on the let's say on the local economies. So you've got massive burdens on local councils that are cutting their budgets. Central government's cutting their budgets all the time, and they've told councils to go out and find another way to make money. All of a sudden, pops up Telefonica because obviously I've got the documents. I was working with Telefonica on a particular project. So I came across this because you know how you get stuff sent to all the time. So I came across this and they were basically saying to councils, look, if we scan the environment with this particular type of radar and we can scan products that they have in their home. So basically the barcode, it's a radio frequency identity tag, same as what's in your currency. So if you look at the money in your pocket, those little reflective foil, I can scan that and get a reflection from it, and consequently, I can see what it is, where you have it hidden, whether it's in your pocket, when it changes hand. And it's the same for barcodes were intentional to be changed to RFID tags. So basically, just a dormant, it's just a bit of foil. But when I reflect, when I put the radar in the environment, I get a reflection from it, and I can analyze that, and I know what it is. So the council, when let's say you'd stuck your last tin of beans in the bin, they would know if you put it in the wrong bin, because obviously it's all about this climate nonsense.
Yeah.
If you put it in the wrong bin, they can fine you. If you put it in the right bin, they know you've used it. And if it's your last tin of beans, then you pop in and up pops on your smart TV. We've all seen this with our smartphones. Your smart TV pops up with the advert special offer Asda. They were going to sell that data to this is the plan. This is what they're going to do.
Thank
they're going to sell your data illegally. This is illegal urban radar spying on the people and their constituents spying on them. They're going to sell your data to Asda or whoever will pay the biggest thing to get that advert because you've just finished with your pack of beans. So
that's just crazy.
This was the Telefonica proposal to local authorities. Lots of local authorities that went down to Cairns. They were invited down to Cairns for this massive meeting. And Gateshead Council, believe it or not, was one of the central actors.
Yeah.
The leader of the council actually spent 7,000. Mate, you could easily go through £7,000 in Cairns because it's a very expensive place to go. He spent £7,000 on his expenses when he was there. It taxpayers' expense. And there was a lot of people about it. But the most important thing, they had already been told how they were going to monetize this urban radar, this 5G urban radar on the streetlights. What they didn't know is the thing that everybody, I don't want to talk about it on here, but the thing that everybody's been getting right, actually have graphite ferrous oxide self-replicating antennas in. And what I can do with a sub-gigahertz frequency, I can cause what's called a tonic seizure. Now, that weapon was actually developed by the DoD for tracking wet war on the battlefield, and it's for eliminating wet. But you know how they say about never leave somebody behind?
Yeah.
Why you don't leave people behind on the battlefield, right, is because they have intelligence that you'd make sure your enemy doesn't want to get his hands on. So you've got two choices. You have to recover them, put more men at risk, or eliminate them. Now, some of the, they could have went down inside a building, they could be down in a foxhole. Very, very difficult to either locate them, right, or eliminate them. Now, but if I've got this urban radar, if I've got this battlefield radar, which I do have, and I can identify that biological structure on the battlefield and aren't causing a tonic seizure, then I can switch them off. That's what's in the thing that everybody's been running about, shouting on about, which I can't talk about here.
Do you think that every vial contained that?
No, they couldn't risk that. You see, they've rushed the technology, so there was only a very, I would have said probably about 30%, but the best thing to do is, I'm not going to talk about it. These are neodymium magnets, okay, and they can be attached to the site where you think it was put in the deltoid, so you can rub that around the deltoid. You have to turn it over.
Yeah.
In fact, if people go to Telegram, there's actually a Telegram, and it's Nano Metamaterial Victims page. So people go to Telegram, they can see it being done where people are showing you, because there is it's not that easy to do. You need to, you need to test the thing. And what you most certainly don't do is do it when people have sticky skin. Now, sticky skin can be caused by the same thing where you've got a pre-diabetes type of state. So you get a sugary residue come to the skin and that, and in temperature. So the best time to do it's this time of year when it's coolish. There's no residue on the skin. If you do get a residue on the skin, then what you do is you use alcoholic wipes, wipe the skin, make sure it's nice and dry, and then, and then get your magnet out. And if you get an attachment, we have a group of people now who are organizing claims, medical battery, and obviously what you have to remember, if you have that, you must remove yourself from a 5G network, because at any time, they can target acquire you and they can fire that beam at you, specifically at that target site, and cause you tonic seizure. This is why they want injecting both arms. So on in this deltoid and that deltoid. So what they can do, they can run the frequency across the vagus nerve, which is down here, through the vagus nerve, right, to cause the atonic seizure. See, I know about these weapons. I've always had a great interest ever since I was a little kid. I mean, I've got a book here. This book, yeah, I think I got this in the, I got this when I was, about 11 year old. I mean,
So
that's
you've
the,
always been fascinated with weapons.
always been fascinated with any type of weapon, any
But
type
you,
of.
what would, why was your, why would you think your, you developed a fascination with weapons? What was it?
I was from about the age of 8 year old. I used to collect knives. When I was 11, I was about the cleverest kid at the junior school, and I won an award, top of the class. And I remember like yesterday, I went with Morris Mears, an ex-deputy head, to Thorne's bookshop in Newcastle, and I was given £7.50. And he said, "You can buy any book in the place." Well, £7.50 in them days, because I'm quite an idiot, £7.50 in them days could buy you quite a bit of stuff. Anyway, I bought two books. One book was Intercontinental Ballistic Missiles, and the other one was Small Arms. So that was my train of thought when I was a kid. I don't know why, it's just one of those things. However, I'm pretty sure I now know exactly why I had this interest. Operation Paperclip. I was
And
really interested in that. The secret history of Silicon Valley. All these things are there. It's just whether, and it's also understand about electromagnetic radiation weaponry. I mean, the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant, right? It's been identified as an electromagnetic radiation weapon system. So go back to your history, and if you listen to, the some of the, if you listen to some of the ideas in and around this, I'm not, these weapons have been about for a long, long time. Let's put it like that.
So what, so how many years? So you're, that led you to then becoming, training and becoming a weapons expert, right?
But what happened with me, I was fortunate. I've got an engineering background in material sciences, so I know about fracture mechanics, and I know about the dissociation of molecular bonds, how at certain frequencies you can cause material fractures and things like that. So I had a background in that, fracture mechanics. I then ended up in a secret weapons facility where I then realized that, this non-ionizing radiation narrative, absolute. No, can't do any harm because not power enough. It's absolute bullshit. That's just a total another one of that fabricated narratives. And the reason why a laser can cut stainless steel, so you've got the same non-ionized radiation spectrum in the terahertz range, similar to what you've got coming from the sun. And I can focus that, I can cause a focality with a pulse modulated frequency. And I can cut through stainless steel. Now, nobody's going to tell you that the sun can cut through stainless steel. That would just be ridiculous. But I can actually cut through stainless steel using the same part of the spectrum. The difference is one's natural occurring, the other's man-made. Now,
Right.
man-made's a completely different thing. Okay. And this is where a lot of scientists get mistaken, because they believe that. They get this narrative that taught, it's a bit like doctors are told that, they're never told about electromagnetic radiation pollution and how it causes significant harm and how it has these pneumonia type issues. If I expose people to electromagnetic radiation, they can get pneumonia. That's just in the science. And these people aren't even exposed to the science. They keep this science away from them because they don't want them to know. It's a massive conspiracy, has been for many, many years. They just do not want people to know the interconnection between electromagnetic radiation pollution and ill health, immune system suppression, and pneumonia and flu type symptoms. Because obviously, this was always the plan. Put the 5G in, let's call it a virus, let's then bring this other piece of kit in, which we can't talk about, and then the next minute. They've got everybody controlled, and they can exterminate you at a push of a button, and
Right,
they
let
can
me just ask
exterminate
you
on that.
before I move on to the other question, what we're going to talk about as well. But as I mentioned earlier, the EMF radiation, the chemtrailing, and this, that, and the other, doesn't that also affect the elites? Or what do they do to not be affected by what's affecting us?
Well, it will to a certain degree, but you see, there's only a very small number, and you can get that. We do have antidotes for a number of the different things. I mean, good immune system, that's number one. And you have to remember, at the end of the day, this is a spiritual war. The thing I was going to bring up, the thing I was going to bring up, you know, people are looking for the truth. All right, looking for the truth. Well, the truth is in that.
What is
All right,
that?
this is the Bible. All right, this is the Bible. This is the Sefer. It's the Bible that was it was written by Stephen Pidgeon, and there's quite a bit in there that's not in the original text. Now, always understood about some of the technologies, you know, where they had looking glass or Stargate, where the elites are looking into the future. All right, they've got technologies out there where they can see into the future. Now, that doesn't pan out very well for them.
Yeah, I've been told this.
Doesn't pan out very well for them. So what happened? They shut those programs down in 2012. Now, you've got to remember, I call these elites, right? They're the kiddie killer club, okay? So these are kiddie killers, okay? Now, I would say 99.999% of the world's population do not like people that harm children or want to kill them or do some other terrible things to them.
Yep.
They know that. They know that. They know that they're going to lose control of that narrative. So what other opportunity did they have than what they're doing today? What they're planning is this large extermination, right? Because they realize that, unfortunately, when they've, you know, when they've been looking through looking glass, right, or Stargate, and they've realized that there is a convergence, right? It doesn't matter what they try to do, there was a convergence where we win. It tells you in Revelations, Satan's days are over. We win. That's why I'm pretty confident. So everything that's in this book, see, I was only exposed to the Bible about, well, it was only 2.5 years ago, but you see, that was already in scripture. I
And
mean, like,
what's that book called?
it's called the Sefer or the Sefer.
I'm going to.
This is a translation where, you know, you've got the real name of the creator. It's written in your DNA, your Yahweh,
Right.
Yahuwah. It's Yahuwah, right? Yeshua, not his name. You know, everybody says Jesus was a Greek god. Jesus, the Greek god. So you get people who, unfortunately, see, it gives you the proper pronunciation, right? The Abrahamic and the Hebrew pronunciation, and explains the great thing about the Sefer. It actually explains how we've been misled. I mean, I think it was Elon Musk. He's just turned on and said, "Everything you were taught, remember, throw it in the bin and start again. You've got to start from scratch." He just put a tweet out and he said, "Everything that they told you, it was a lie. You've
What
been
do
lied to.
you
You've been
think?
indoctrinated. Yeah, you've been indoctrinated to lie to." You see, so I go back to
Why do
people.
you think? Why do you think Elon Musk is doing that?
His bottle's gone. I think what's happened, right? He's because he's a Satanist, right? He's a full-on Satanist, right? And he's realized, shit, I need to jump. These lot are winning. I need to jump ship now. And then possibly people will go, oh, well, you know, you did. Because I mean, he's done fantastic. I mean, let's be honest. If he'd stuck where he was, I don't think it would go very well for him in the fullness of time. But I would say redemption, we are not yet a judge. It tells you in the book. This book tells you, do not judge, lest
Right.
you be judged. And there's nobody out there, right, who haven't sinned. That's just as a matter of fact.
Absolutely.
There's nobody out there without sin. So we're not yet to judge anybody. It tells you this, presumably not to judge. And I'm not yet to judge. I'm not yet to judge anybody. What I'm going to say is redemption, the door's always open.
Right.
It's between the creator and people who've done wrong, right? It is between him, right? It's between him and they, right? They want to redeem themselves. Who are we to say, well, you can't? I mean, I've seen it. That Dr. Campbell from Carlisle. Now, Dr. Campbell got a massive following. He was the pusher of the you know what for quite a while. So much so, I mean, he was totally sold on it. He's turned absolute turtle, totally turtle. He's realised now. If he knew what I knew, where it came from, a BSL-4 weapons laboratory, he'd even be more shocked.
Yeah, of course, of course.
That truth's coming out. You see, I always say to people, great analogy is like the dam busters. All right, you've got this dam holding back all the truth. You've got these liars. They're the dam. That I mean, total and absolute disinformation merchants, right? And what happens, right? Where that's why I get loads of flack. I get loads of flack because obviously I'm flying me truth bomber in there, right? Dropping a load of bombs, right? And the flack's coming up. And whenever you're over the target, that's why all truth tellers get loads of flack. If
Yeah.
you're getting flack, I'm thinking they're on the right side. If you're
Yeah,
not getting flack, then you're obviously not, you're nowhere near the target. I mean, you've got to be a good person. You're nowhere near the target. So if you're getting flack, always remember, you know that over the target, because it doesn't matter whether people are just stupid or they are nefarious actors working for the state apparatus. But I've had it all. I've had all the mental health patients that they can muster. I mean, I said before, you know, the state apparatus have used people out of mental institutions for years to do, and it's basically so that if anything goes wrong, and you go, oh, well, I was getting funded by MI5, and they go, well, you've been in a nut house two or three times. No, people aren't going to believe a word they say.
That's absolutely true. I've noticed that connection actually, that a lot of the people that are attacking me have got mental health and they've been involved somewhere along the line in serious mental health, and it or they've got some problems like drug addiction or alcohol addiction dependent, and it's like.
Within that year, Satan's a great deceiver. So what happens, right? Some of these people are sad individuals where, you know, Satan's whispering in that ear. I've had it, you know, I mean, they've tried to censor me from the dear dot. You get it all the time. Oh no, Mark, see, I tell people the truth, and unfortunately, the truth is extremely unpalatable.
Yeah.
Some people can't handle it because it is pretty brutal. However, you see, the reason why they can't handle it is because I haven't got that. They haven't got that. You see, this tells you we win. We win. We are victorious, right? And I believe the fact that this was written thousands and thousands of years ago, it's predicated on work that was done tens of thousands of years ago.
Right.
And what's in this book today is playing out. We are in end of times. This is Revelation, the big reveal. We're in Revelation, the mark of the beast that tells you all about, you know, the other things that are going on. It's all in here. So how can someone have written that then? That's all now coming to pass.
Yep.
So I'm pretty confident in what I say. I've got no fear of these demons, because that's what the York, the Kitty Killer Club.
Yep.
Got no fear at all of these type of people, because believers, we're made out of something better. We're in the creator's, we are in his image, and consequently, we are more powerful. And they've always tried to keep us down. I've said it before, we're sovereign. Our public servants, it tells you in here, the servant has to do what the master says. We are the master. So, how come we've got these MPs and
Yeah.
these other public servants telling us what to do? What's going
Yep.
on?
It's
They've
ridiculous.
totally turned turtle. And it's not that what they're trying to do. They're trying to orchestrate this extermination. And we have all the evidence now. We've got all the premium. We've had it for quite a while. It's building up every day. So you're getting more and more people who are now starting to go, hang on a minute. And the big thing is net zero. Because
Let me ask
I
you, talking about net zero, let me
can
ask you something. I parked behind an electric car. It was a brand new Range Rover. It was electric, and I was very disappointed. But anyway, I parked behind it, and the guy, it was a charging station, and he parked and he plugged his electric car in. We went off for a couple of hours. When we come back, it was still not fully charged. It was taking forever to charge. But as I got closer to the car, I could smell like electric burning. And I thought, well, this is not good, surely. Why would it have such a strong smell? That can't be right.
It's well, it's because they're pouring lots of energy in, and that's forcing the energy in under these, you know, these quick charge points, which still take a couple of hours, by the way. I mean, the whole thing, just to make any sense, it does make sense when you understand the electric car is a weapon to cause bodily harm, to cause a depopulation. Makes perfect sense. I mean, if I blow one up, the 5G directional weapon can track that car down the street again and fire a beam at the battery. I can just explode it with you in it. I can actually take over the autonomous part of the vehicle, drive it up somebody's street, right, and explode it outside that door. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. Not
That's
only
crazy.
that, if let's say you've got an electric car, you've got it on charge all night, right? You get up in the morning and you've said something on Twitter the night before about Boris Johnson, about, some distasteful thing that he's been getting involved with, and you post something on the internet, the next minute you get up in the morning and they've just drained your battery. Also, the smart meter in your home can set fire to the car. The
Are
smart
you
meter in
kidding
your
me?
home, is a weapon. Smart meters, secret militarized
Oh.
armaments, and residential technology. I can set fire to every appliance in your home. Not only
No
that, I can,
way.
yes. Not only that, I can control the input output. I can change your tariff on the fly. I can totally destroy. I mean, smart. You've got to get rid of your smart meters. If people need to get rid of them, get in touch with Save Us Now. We've got a protocol how you get rid of your smart meter. Don't let your energy company tell you can't get rid of it. They're charging you on your bill so they can use the meter, right? So they can actually emit radiation to make you sick, sterilize you in your own home, right? As well as charging you. So that I mean, that's the best weapon. We're talking about in the weapons industry, it's dollar per kill. So price of bullets, price of bombs, how many people you can kill with that. Can you imagine having a weapon like a smart meter that the people that it's going to kill are paying for their own death?
Well, we are practically all of us building our own prisons and paying for our own death, aren't we? And walking straight into the ovens. But how can a smart meter do that? How can it kill you? What is it actually does?
Right. Well, actually, what a smart meter does, right? It pulses off a large amount of radiation every few minutes. Now, if I expose you to a large amount of radiation, right, a large amount of radiation, you have your own magnetic field. Now, it affects at different parts of the day. So when you go to sleep at night, your whole electromagnetic radiation protection system shuts down. So that's the time at night when you really don't want to be exposed. So if you've got Wi-Fi, make sure it's switched off. You've got smartphones, make sure that they're switched off and that a good distance away from you when you're asleep, right? Because your protection's down. During the day, your protection's up. However, your protection's up to a certain frequency or a certain amount of radiation. So if I They've shown this, it was a report done in Germany where what they showed when rats were exposed to large amounts of radiation over a long period of time, they were less affected. There was less biological damage to short amounts, where let's say you had like a couple of seconds burst, couple of seconds burst, couple of seconds burst, couple of seconds burst. And that's why pulse modulated frequencies are extremely dangerous. No. So that's why. So. Electromagnetic radiation. So where your smart meter, what it does, it pulses every few minutes. Your body's not used to it. It's getting hammered with this radiation pulse every few. That's how they're really dangerous to humans. Now, for your appliances, if you look at your smart meter, you pull it to pieces, it's got massive capacitance in built up inside the equipment. So that means it can push a massive amount of power at one of your appliances. And appliances, if I overburden them with too much power, it's like the element in your cook, I can burn it out. I can burn out your equipment in your fridge. I mean, hopefully your fuses will blow, but there's certain appliances in your home that may not blow, your lights and stuff like that. There was a lady in Paradise. She was, when they used the set fire to all those buildings using smart meters. Right now, we know that because what they did at the same time, direct energy weapons operate in the non-visible spectrum. So we saw all these overpasses in Paradise where you had weapons platforms hanging directional weapon systems, and they were beaming to the ground. Yeah, and you could see it. I mean, it was real. They were direct energy weapons off weapons platforms. However, that would be like using a tracer bullet when they went to shoot JFK. Just absolutely ridiculous. So as soon as I saw that, I thought, well, that wouldn't happen, you know, unless you want to telegraph to somebody. So they actually used direct energy weapons in Paradise. So what were they really hiding? What was the real weapon? It was a smart meter. And I spoke to a lady in Paradise, and she had to run out. She ran out of her house. I said to her, "What happened?" She said, "I was sitting. All I heard was this, all this crackling. Turned round, and every electrical appliance in my home was on fire." She said, "And I just ran out the door." She survived. Thousands of people died, didn't survive that those fires, and that was caused by using smart meters in the homes. In fact, I think P&G. Right, there was going to be manslaughter charges laid against them for the smart meter installation and the electrical grid, because they blamed them for the fires. Right, now we knew it was them, but it was specific. They were just covering up for the weapons. You know, there'd be a lot of people running out of the running scared. So obviously they had to cover it up. But the directional weapons that they were used, I can tell you now, that was just to cover.
So, for the record, no one should really have any smart meters installed in their house. And this is what they're pushing at the moment. They're really desperately pushing them. And
That's
you're
it.
able to help people remove them.
Right. The first thing to do is contact Save Us now. All right. We got loads of smart meters taken out. If they try and force, I've just spoke to a guy today. The police were at his door. They're trying to put in a smart meter. I spoke to the police officer. It's the second time I've done it this month. I spoke to the police officer. I said, "Look, you're going to occasion an assault. That smart meter will cause an assault to that man, right? It'll sterilize him. It'll sterilize his grandchildren, his children, any children in that home. It causes bodily harm. We've got all the science that says that. So consequently, if you were to help to install that, to cause an assault on him, and he defends himself, because I'll tell you now, somebody tried to put a smart meter in here, you're fighting for your life. You are literally fighting. They're putting a weapon in your home to control you, to harm you. So consequently, you are full at liberty to use self-defense, Section 3 of the criminal justice system. And I said to the cop, if anybody gets hurt, you're occasioning an assault on that man. I've got all the documents which will prove in a court, if you allow the installation of that and somebody gets hurt, you're facilitating a crime against that man, right? And if somebody gets hurt, he'll be using Section 3 of the criminal justice system, self-defense. So I said, "You know where you are." She went, "Right, I'm off. I'll get me sergeant to give me a ring later on," and off they went. The guy in London, which was just 3 or 4 weeks ago, same happened there. Nobody's been back. He's written to his energy company, said, "Look, I'm not going to have a smart meter. Come, it doesn't matter what you say. I'm not having a smart meter. If you want to bring me an ordinary meter, an old one, don't get a dumbed down one, because I can switch them on remotely. All smart equipment can be installed and can be remotely controlled. I can switch it on, switch it off. Say a Wi-Fi. You can switch your Wi-Fi off. I can switch it back on. That's why you always take the plugs out at night. Always depower them. Take the plugs out so they cannot switch them back on. You
Well,
know."
even if you press the button off, they can still come back on.
Yeah, of course it can. All smart equipment can be accessed and remotely switched on. That's the plan. What they're going to do, they're going to pull an EMP. So we need to get rid of as much smart equipment as possible, and you must power it down. On a night time, power it down.
That is absolutely insane. So, Mark, what do you do? Because that what you're saying to us, I mean, forget trying to wake someone up. What you're talking to us is the people that are awake, because there's just so much information. What do you do when people call you crazy? What do you say?
Well, I've been doing that for quite a number of years, and what's happened, I think in 2016, obviously in 2016, I find out that the council have fitted a target acquisition weapon system, the streetlight. Of course, it sounds crazy. And see, unfortunately, I worked on this stuff in the 80s, so I knew I wasn't crazy. People can call us crazy as much as they want. Unfortunately, I've got hundreds, hundreds of scientists, and I've got all of the defense weapons technology data and technical drones, etc., to confirm that I'm not crazy. And unfortunately, it's like all the mask wearers. I mean, how crazy can you get people walking around with masks? I mean, how crazy is it when you've got at least 100 doctors under 50 year old in Canada who just dropped down dead in the
I
last
know.
year?
I know.
So
Exactly.
exactly. So
So what you're saying is that no one to date has managed to prove that this new technology does not cause harm, but you have documents, you have evidence from scientists to prove that it does.
absolutely. The technology totally causes harm. It's all part of the plan. It's all part of this depopulation plan. I call it extermination. The elites would call it depopulation. Talk about it all the time. Bill Gates isn't shy. Bill Gates stood up at a TED talk and talked about the thing that we can't talk about and said how he was going to reduce the world's population. I mean,
Yep,
he's
that's
actually,
true.
they're the words out of his mouth. I'm not speaking for Bill here. I'm telling you what he said.
Yeah, you're quoting what he said. What about these scientists that are helping you, or that have done the data and whatever? I mean, what has happened to them? Are they like the doctors that are all being censored and not allowed to, talk
Well,
publicly?
there was a lot, there was a great deal of censoring going on early on, and the but I think that, like I said, that dam's breaking. We're brave. You've had the brave handful who've spoken out, and that's just going to grow. You're going to get to the point where nobody believes the government, right? All right, we've got a load of MPs in Parliament are trying to raft laws, disinformation laws, etc., etc. There's absolutely nothing they say is going to be helpful to them because nobody believes them anymore, right? And what happens? That's just going to grow as more and more people get sick. I mean, since 2019, when you really started to see a large amount of 5G being installed, they've added another five, nearly, they've added a half a million people to long-term sickness. So people who've got terminal cancer, Parkinson's disease, Crohn's disease, all the things that are caused by electromagnetic radiation pollution. Mental health problems, absolutely massive. Electromagnetic radiation is known to cause neurological problems, and that's what we see. So we've got all these people on the sick, and that's just going to grow. You're going to get more and more people sick because they're putting more and more of this equipment in. The more radiation you expose yourself to, the more problems, your health problems, you're going to suffer. And we're seeing chronic health problems now going through the roof. Massive increase. I mean, this increase since 2019, when they really started installing a lot of the 5G equipment, this is a Six Sigma event. It just doesn't happen. It's one in 100,000 years event. And we've got nobody talking about nobody. Well, we've got a few outlets talking about the increase in death. What haven't
Yeah.
got anybody talking about? What about all the terminally sick? And
Yeah.
you've got Whitty now going, oh, well, there's an extra 500 a week dying because they didn't get the treatment of the NHS. What a complete load of rubbish. People die going to the hospital because they get the wrong medication.
Yeah.
They kill more people than what they save. So
Yeah.
that doesn't add
Absolutely.
up at all. In the data's there, the NHS kill more people than what they save. So consequently, the fact that they're not going to hospital would make no difference at all.
Yeah.
The amount of people, I mean, there's more people who die misdiagnosed with cancer, get treated for cancer, and the medicine kills them.
Yep, absolutely. So what about this season? Have you noticed, because I've noticed how many people are actually ill this in the last month or two. There's been a serious sort of I don't know, people that have really, really suffered flus and colds like terrible. Have you noticed that? And would you say there's something behind that?
Absolutely, the live pathogen, the flu mist that they were giving the children, they were giving the children flu mist, and obviously that's a live pathogen. So they take it home, then they give it to granny, they give it to the parents, and obviously their immune system's already been compromised because of the other thing. If they've had it, even
Yep.
if they haven't had it, that this is a live pathogen that they're giving the kids in the school, so it's a serious problem. So we're seeing lots of people get sick. That's just that poisoning people. And the electromagnetic radiation, the net zero. So you have 5G technology, electric cars. Electric cars are going to make you sick. So that's going to reduce your immune system. So that's not very good. You've then got an increase in radiation, which affects your immune system. That's not very good. You've got this raft of things, technologies, LED streetlights, they're all immune system suppressants. So you've got an immune system suppressant, and then you've got kids going into school being sprayed up with pathogens that cause streptococcus, right? That cause pneumonia. It's all in the science. It's actually in the science. They tell you what they've done. They're not hiding this information. It's just whether you can be bothered to go and look for it or not.
And is it right that during nighttime they actually increase the EMF?
We've seen that. We've seen that definitely. Where I was taking measurements in my home before we got the equipment removed from the streetlights in the area, we were measuring. I was measuring regularly in my home through the day. Didn't think about them. One night I woke up and I was sweating. Sweat was pouring out of us. Couldn't get up. Could was restless. That's all electromagnetic radiation. Or where you're sweating in the middle of the night, you can't work out what's wrong with you. It's like having a flu. It is like the flu. It's very, very similar. I got up and I'd been measuring maximum 250, 300 millivolts. Not good, not safe. And I put the meter, I got the meter. I thought, I wonder if they have turned this up. And I had some other reports. Anyway, I came upstairs, same place where I normally take the measurements, and it had actually doubled. I was hitting 800 millivolts. So they
My
weren't
goodness.
actually turning it up at night.
My goodness.
And I wasn't the only one who started. Once I mentioned this, other people started getting up in the middle of the night and started making
And
measurements. And they start all started confirming that what they were doing, they were actually turning this up at night. Well, you've got to remember, you see, their plan, it's a depopulation plan. And I think what that.
you say, because we spoke about this before, and actually what you said does make sense. And you said they don't just want to depopulate a percentage. You believe they want to depopulate nearly everybody.
Right, we got the Daigle. I got the Daigle documents in 2017 at a weapons conference, and obviously we cited them. It was pretty horrendous. I mean, I knew about the depopulation. I didn't think they want to kill 55 million in the UK by 2025. However, that document, I then was having a chit chat with a strategic planner, right, and a guy I've known for quite a number of years, and I said, I said I don't believe these numbers. And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, the elites, these kiddie killer, the kiddie killer club. Let's see this. How many in the UK? Could be 1,000 of them, maybe less, possibly less. 500. There could be 500 or 600 of these kiddie killers in the UK. Now, probably could be more. I mean, to be fair, I haven't got a clue. I really haven't got a clue. It would be very difficult. I mean, how many do you need in government? 300 or 400, possibly." How many in a number like the top of the NHS, top of the Catholic Church, top of the Protestant Church? So let's see, you could have 1,000, could be a little bit more. I'm not really sure. It's a real,
A roundabout number, yep.
very difficult to work out how many. Now, after they have murdered 55 million of your countrymen, women, and children, right? Are the 12 million left? Are the 12 million left going to sit and just let it happen? I don't think so. So you see, I understand that the extermination plan is to kill everybody. Because why would you leave? Why would you leave 10,000 left? Because 10,000 would be a risk to these people. When the people work out, and the people are working it out now, there's been a study done in America, one of these analysis of people realizing that, the thing that they were trying to encourage everybody to take. Well, there's a massive, massive number now. I think it's nearly half of the US population knows somebody or something about somebody who's died from it.
It's increasing. I'm hearing it every day, every day.
Half them, they've done a study, half of them. I mean, obviously, this is statistics, so you've got to take it. But this is a reputable firm who've done an analysis, and half the US population are saying that they know somebody that's died of the you know what. So how are they going to bury this? And like I said, we've got all of 2023 to go. I'm pretty confident that we've got them where we'd need them. And net zero, people are going to be fought. They want your gas boiler out. They want a heat pump in. They're coming for your property. They're going to increase your taxation. They're going to increase your taxation for this extermination. You're paying for your own death. Well, once I reveal people of the actual science behind what I'm talking about, because everything I see, I can substantiate with several published peer-reviewed papers, the dangers of electric cars, the dangers of smart meters, the whole nefarious activity. I mean, think about this. You've got an autonomous vehicle on the road that uses LiDAR. Now, we know this is a laser radar crossed emission. We know that that's biologically toxic, causes blindness. You're a pedestrian. They've got this LiDAR on the top of the vehicle. It's directly at your eyes. It operates in an invisible spectrum, so you can't see it, so it damages your retina. Now, one vehicle on a road's not going to do a great deal. It'll do a bit of damage, but not a great deal of damage. Blind shining a laser in your eye, which would be an assault, right? So it's in breach of the Laser Misuse Act. If I shine a laser at you, then you could get us arrested for an assault on attempted assault. I mean, try it with the local coppers and see what happens with you. You can get done for an assault for shining lasers at people's eyes. So these lasers on top of the vehicle, they're shining in your eyes. The trouble is then a non-visible spectrum, so you can't see them, but that makes them more dangerous. So these are category one, category two, and sometimes category three type lasers. They're extremely dangerous, just like the LEDs. And that's how I knew we were in trouble when they installed those LEDs, which attract pollinators and then kill them, causing an ecocide. Some of the moths are protected under international law, the bat feed. So consequently, your local council just killed them all. Go and have a look outside in your streetlights and see if you see any insects flying around, like what we used to. Don't see any.
That's a
So the
good point.
it's ecocide. And you see, they can't blame diesel and petrol cars, because if you go back in the day, 60s or 70s, when everybody had coal fires, the cityscapes were absolutely black off the coal residue. Everything wasn't dead.
No.
Everybody didn't get cancer. Now, I know how dangerous and how carcinogenic that type of emission is, but you had 1 in 50 getting cancer when we had all these coal fires and coking works, steel works, mines, etc. So where's all this cancer come from? I can tell you, electromagnetic radiation.
Absolutely.
You've got this invisible, toxic, environmentally toxic pollutant, which is uninsurable for harm because it's that dangerous. Bit like asbestos, totally uninsurable, and nobody is either saying anything about it. You've got your government running for the hills. You've got MPs disinforming people. Misinforming people, right, with disinformation that they're getting from central government to tell you that 5G is safe. 5G is a directional weapon system developed for battlefield use as a weapon. It isn't safe. That's why it's a weapon. And it was developed specifically as a weapon. So that narrative is absolutely false. And
So,
what do I do?
what do you think we mentioned about the net smart the prisons? Is that the
They need total control so they can exterminate you. All right. So what they're planning is they want to get rid of all cash. They want to take your holidays. They want to take your holidays. That's a really important one for the normies. Net zero, you can't fly. You can't, they don't want you in a car. They're going to monitor how much CO2 you use. If you want to go on holiday, we've got to get this net zero stopped, because that's what they're coming for that next. So they're going to take everything off you. They want to trap you into this prison city. You see, they've got to get a clamp on you. They're not going to lock you up and do it in a prison. They're going to create a prison city. And that prison city, they've got radar that's toxic. You won't know you'll be in that city prison. And all of a sudden, you get a bit sore throat, go to the doctors, oh, you've got throat cancer. Next minute, they've got you on a ventilator. I'll fill you full of midazolam and morphine. They've already got the protocol to kill you in the hospital.
Absolutely.
They've already got the
We've
protocol
witnessed
in
that
place. So
firsthand.
yeah, as soon as they're ready, as soon as you get sick, you go to that hospital, that's your death sentence. So the hospitals are basically just going to be slaughterhouses, right, going forward. I mean, I know it's not happening. Well, it is part happening at the minute, let's be honest.
Is. We've
But yeah,
witnessed it. We've witnessed it. It is happening.
it is happening. But it's going to get to the
Get
point
work.
where the protocol, the hospitals will only get paid on your death. They'll get paid When they surrender your death certificate to the International Bank of Settlement, that hospital will get paid. And it'll only get paid on your death certificate. And if you walk out that hospital and you're still alive, they ain't getting paid.
That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Well, it's a matter, they've been telling you for years they've got to depopulate somewhere in the region about 6.5 billion, and they've decided it's the people in the West that they want to depopulate because we don't do as we're told. We don't go along with child killers. We're not into this whole nonsense, you know, this whole transhumanist kill the kids nonsense. We're not into that. So consequently, they need to get rid of us. And we're the sort of people that will stand up against them, and they just don't like it. So they target us, and they're going to do it in a very, very clever, nefarious way, so that you really just don't know that you're being murdered. And I mean, in Durham, on Christmas Day in Durham police went attended 8 sudden deaths in one day.
Right, yeah, I remember reading that. What I want to say, someone asked a question. Was there a court case in Gateshead, and a judge confirmed that the masts are dangerous?
Yeah, what actually happened? Gated Council, once I'd actually took all my evidence to Gated Council, and I spoke to the council chamber, and they basically just blew us off, right? As if I was some type of conspiracy theorist. So then what happened? I then came into public. It cost me an awful lot of I got a lot of kickback from people in the industry, because obviously I was basically part of a defense. Some of the projects I worked on with defense, can't really talk about them, but some of the stuff was to mitigate. Now, obviously, all of that work went away, just totally disappeared because I spoke out, because obviously they just stuck a weapon outside my bedroom window. Well, what was the point of me carrying on doing what I was doing when my local council's trying to kill us? I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. So I brought this up with the council. They just basically blew us off as some type of conspiracy theorist. And then what happened? I then started a campaign where I was warning people, and then lots of people then started coming on board and saying, yes, my children are having nosebleeds, I've lost a baby. We were measuring radiation. I was going around the whole of Gateshead measuring the radiation levels, and they were pretty catastrophic, and all in breach of the council Europe 1815 resolution. I then brought this up with the council again. The blew us off again. It got all got a little bit sticky. In the next minute, the council, they took out a press release, and what they said was, 5G is perfectly safe. Don't believe anything anybody tells you. The LED street lights, the equipment, blah blah blah. It's all a conspiracy, and you haven't got to believe them. And that terrifying people, vulnerable people in the area. Yeah. So the Metro in London, the Metro Radio, not Metro Radio, sorry, the Metro paper did an article on Gated Council, and they went to Gated Council Facebook page, where even though it was being trolled and the police were on there and all the rest of it, the vast body of the response was, I've lost a baby, my kids are having nosebleeds, Gated Council are liars, blah, because not many people have got much trust in local authorities, right? And especially Gated, got a terrible reputation up here for corruption. Yeah, got a massive, terrible reputation for corruption and stupidity and all the rest of it. So a lot of the people were on board, and what happened? The Metro did an article, and they said no, but the headline was nobody believes Gated Council's, about the 5G. Right? It got 120 odd million shares, went across the world. The next minute, I had the coppers knocking on the door, and they put an injunction on us to stop us posting anything on any social media, otherwise straight off the jail. Yeah. I then go to court where Gated Council say that I have to gag us because I'm frightening people by telling them that the equipment that they'd installed was going to kill them, which I was telling them, this will murder you, it'll kill your kids. And I get to court, and unfortunately for Gated Council, they didn't have a Scooby, they had a couple of techie guys there. I put a few questions to them. Sure, they didn't know what they were talking about. The chief executive got up and lied under oath. The mayor lied under oath. The lad blatantly lied under oath. And obviously, I had a video recording. The time I'd went to Gated Council, I had a video recording where they said I'd went to attack them. They were terrified of us. They were terrified of us, and that went to attack them. The video got played, and the judge went to me. How many times have you been to Gateshead Councilman's Tea? He didn't believe the video he was watching was the event that they had actually put in their statements. So what actually happened? I said, well, I've only been to Gateshead Council once. And you could see his face drop. He's like, what? What's going on here? Well, this was a conspiracy by the council to commit genocide on the population. So then what happened? He then read me skeleton arguments, and then he realized I was an expert in the field. And as he stated, man's very, very expert, very knowledgeable, very, very knowledgeable in this field. Not a conspiracy theorist at all. So consequently, the 5G risk, and he stated the 5G risk must be debated. This democracy, the public have a right to know.
Fantastic.
We've never had any, they have totally have ignored that direction. It was a direction by a court, a direction by a judge. It's never been overturned. And what he said to me was, carry on your campaign. Carry on your campaign. He said, but what I don't want you doing is breaking the law. Right.
Yeah. Yep.
And I said, well, I'm not here to break the law. I'm here to uphold the law. Right.
Yep.
So anyway, that went off. That went across the world. It was the best thing that ever happened, because the fact that we got it into court, they created the court case, and then we got it to court. And then that's when I got loads of kickback. The Brigade 77, or Mark works for Gateshead Council, or Mark does these weapons, or he doesn't know anything about weapons, but he's a weapons developer. He sells his equipment around the world to the defence sector, but he doesn't know anything about weapon systems. I mean, some of the bullshit that was coming out, but there was one character in particular. She was out of a mental institution, and, you know, like I said, I understand the way the intelligence agencies operate, and they do use victims, because they're very easily pliable, you see. They're paranoid. They take drugs that make them paranoid. And then what happens, right, they ply them with a narrative. And what we found was a website was actually embedded with military-grade tracking. So anybody that looked at our website, so she just used to create narrative about me all the time. People would look at it, go to our website, then they used to drop the Trojans in on their computers. So anybody they ever spoke to, they sent somebody an email, they could either shut it down. So it was a, you know, just what they do, you know, so that you don't have to spend all that time running around, because they were panicking about the 5G narrative getting out in the public domain. But it's out there now. So, you know, they're still trying to discredit this. But like I said, I'm always, if I'm not over the target, it was the same as the Grenfell Tower. Grenfell Tower was a smart meter fire. Now, they didn't like that one, and I got trolled to death. But I knew, right, once I got trolled to death, that I was actually, you know, I was over the target. So I just dug and dug and dug till I got all the data to show that it was a smart meter fire that actually set fire to the Grenfell Tower. I mean, think about it. You've got all those multiple occupancy. You've got all that radiation pumping out all the time. Dry. I mean, it's like building it with a microwave oven. So you've got all those hydrocarbons gassing off. You had the expanded polystyrene in the liner, so the aluminium liner, the cladding, it was ripe to gas off, ready for when they had an ignition, both, it just went up like a Roman candle. Now, you think about it, can you imagine if the whole of London had been cladded with that same type of stuff? You'd have a fire like Dresden. I mean, them smart meters would have really caused some problems. I mean, you could see Theresa May, when she went to Grenfell, you could see she was grey. They were thinking, right, how are we going to cover this up? Because that was another one of their plans, you see, to pull what's called an EMP. They're going to burn these cities. They're going to fill these smart cities full of people, and then they're going to burn them to the ground with everybody in them. They're going to incinerate them, right? They're going to incinerate them in their own homes.
That's just crazy. That is absolutely crazy. Right, let me just ask you, there's people saying, how can we protect ourselves in our homes from these frequencies? What should they do?
The most important thing is get it removed. Now, that is mitigating technology. Good diet, main one, all right? I always say to people, pray as well. Praying's a good thing, all right, because that gives you strength. Understanding the book, that'll give you fortitude and strength, because that confirms to me that we'll win. That's why it's really important. It confirms, it gives you strength, it gives you whenever you want to, you know, get, because this, you know, some of the stuff I talk about can be pretty worrying. It can be pretty frightening, but I say to people, look, use the knowledge as a tool. You see, if I was sitting here and telling you, oh, it's all great, it's all, yeah, I mean, I get a lot of these EMF groups, I'll tell you that they'll try and tell you that 5G's got something to do with telecommunications and not a weapon. It's a weapon. There is no 5G devices. You can buy a 5G phone, it ain't a 5G phone. I can tell you that by, because I know by the antenna design, okay? So they're not 5G phones. There isn't any. So why is all the 5G masts going up? The reason for the 5G masts is because it's a weapons program and they're coming to kill you. Now, the fact I've told you that, you do your research and you confirm that. And then in your true belief, self-defense. If I don't tell you that it's a weapon, if I don't tell you the truth and I try and skirt around the outside and tell you it's just some super telecommunications network, then number one, you've got no defense. And not only that, right? If you once you realize that they're trying to kill you, they're trying to exterminate you, then it means that you've got to get off your backside and do something about it. Now, a lot of the technology that is mitigating technologies, all right, reflection, all electromagnetic radiation waves, just like light waves. All right, so visible light radiation, you know, you can reflect it with a mirror. So you've got reflection. So any shiny, these shiny things, right, can actually reflect it and protect it. All right, there's other mitigating technologies about, but I don't like to talk about a lot of them because what I say to people is it's more important to get it removed. That is really important. So good eating. See, you're already poisoning your body by eating badly. Yeah, so if you're eating badly, drinking too much. And I'm one to talk. I mean, I drink quite a bit, to be fair, right? So I'm nobody, you know, like I said, I'm no judge and I'm no saint. So, but what I'm saying to people is good diet, that'll help. Getting rid of it, that's the most important. I mean, I remember
How
once
did they do that? How do they join your fight and
now.
spread where they live to get rid of these and stop these masts? How do they do that?
Right, the most important thing, get in touch with these guys. All right.
Is
Now
this
that
yours?
this is a fully registered political movement, right? Save us now, the sun. It's actually in the scripture. We came up with this, we actually came up with this well before I ever read a Bible. Before I even read a Bible, how the Bible came about, some lady, a prophet, contacted me and said, who's this son? Who's this save us now? And I went, oh, well, it was just a political. We knew we had to get political because it gives you cover. There's a number of reasons why you need political cover, all right? Under international law, it also allows you to speak. Now, some of the things that come out of my mouth can be pretty upsetting. However, because I've got a political view, I'm entitled to speak that truth. I can knock on somebody's door and say, I've come to see you. They put a 5G mast out. Now, you could get arrested for that, but the fact that I've got a political cover, you can't. I'm entitled to that freedom of speech. In
Right,
my political ideological view, I'm entitled to speak that truth. So consequently, it's very, very helpful and has probably saved me from getting locked up. Also, whenever I've been arrested, there's a number of times when I've been arrested for going to rallies during the full lockdowns. I'm one of the only people, they do not want to see me in a court. And now the lock is out of a magistrate's court in North Tyneside. I wanted to get in there. I want to get in there and talk and give them me truth. Don't want us in there because the truth that I speak, it's too much for them to handle. They do not want this truth getting out in a court. So that's how powerful it is. There's no judge. I mean, think about it. A judge and a magistrate's going to be sitting there, and they have had the thing that they've been pushing for the last 2 or 3 years. When I explain to them what's in it and how they're going to exterminate them, believers, and that's my defense. See, my defense to any legal action is Section 3 of the criminal justice system. I am investigating a criminal enterprise, a great evil. If anybody wants to get involved, this is our lawful investigation against a major crime. One of the lockdowns, they were putting up a 5G mast during the full lockdown. Cop come up, he goes, right, what he's doing out your houses? You can't come out your house. What are you talking about? I'm investigating. I thought he said he's not in a demonstration. I says, I'm not demonstrating. I said, We're here investigating a crime. I'm doing your job.
Yeah.
I'm investigating a crime. They're putting a directional weapon system up on this street outside of these people's homes to kill them.
Yeah.
And he went, I says, well, I've just been in the back of the kid's van. The guy, ex-military, not bad lads. He didn't even know it was 5G. He was absolutely sure it wasn't 5G. And I said, it is 5G. I can tell you it's 5G, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, the next minute, he let us in the back of the van. Here it was a 26 gigahertz directional weapon. So I just videotaped it. And then the cop has come. They were a bit arsey. And I said, look, I want you to arrest these two guys because they're fitting a weapon system on top of these civilians here. And you could see the cop has no way to go. But you see, if you've got that political cover and we are investigating a crime, I'm not making it up.
Yeah,
you see,
yeah.
I've already had the judge tell me, carry on your campaign and the public have a right to know. And the police are covering up for this genocide. I mean, we all have to look at what Mark Sexton did when he went into the police station. He's availed them of all the information. They've just ignored it. So they're breaking the law.
Absolutely. And we know what they do. So you're saying people need to look at joining your site, and you've got documents there, have you, that they can download and serve on in peace?
We've got, if they send an email to info@saveusnow.org.uk, right, it's in the org, it's org.uk, okay? info@saveusnow.org.uk. You send them that, the email. They'll send you the documents. They'll send you the mitigating, because we've got the antidote to the other thing, okay? They'll send you the information so that you can get rid of your smart meter. That's imperative, because they're just going to switch it off. They can switch it off, set fire to your appliances. They can actually change your tariff on the fly. They're now saying the people who've got smart meters, they're increasing their bill by 10% on top of the fake cost.
Absolutely.
That is trading at $4 for a million BTU. It was 8 in November last year. So you're being lied to on an industrial scale, and they're going to crush you if we don't stop them. So coming together, organizing cells, getting groups together, all under that banner, all helpful. We have all the prima facie evidence. We can help you with the legals. Like I said, I've had just this afternoon there, we've had this people trying to install a smart meter, somebody show them, and I've just getting them to walk away with that tail between their legs. They cannot assault you. It's in the primary legislation, do no harm. And they are trying to murder you. Not even murder you, they want to murder your kids.
Absolutely. I'm going to throw this out to questioning for a few minutes, if that's okay. And just, I know there's a few people that want to ask. So if anyone's got any questions, sensible questions, please do ask. So do you think that to win this, you're going to win... by putting pressure where people need to put pressure in every part of the country on their local MPs and take it to court?
Right. First and foremost, letter before claim. There's a legal process in the civil courts procedure. It's called a letter before claim. And what happens? Your MP has to reply. If you send a bit of information to an MP, they're going to just ignore it. A letter before claim, unfortunately for them, they have to respond. If they don't respond, and you do have to take legal action. So the whole point of a letter before claim is so you don't have to take legal action.
Right.
You ask for a remedy from your public servant. Remember that public servants, it's their purpose. You're the master, they're the servant.
Yeah.
So you send to your servant, right, a letter before claim, they have to respond. If they don't respond and it has to go to court, they have to pay the court costs. Also, you can make sure that they are not allowed to take the money out of the public purse to pay for it, because we know that at Nolte Viris, which is unlawful, they have to pay for it themselves. So they're going to look at this LBC. A lot of them are lawyers and barristers. It'll explain in the LBC that they're part of a criminal conspiracy by not speaking out, by their omissions, or by their acts or omissions. So it's either they voted for the lockdown, or they didn't vote, or they're not doing anything about it. I mean, obviously, you've got good people like Bridgen. You've got the other guy who brought it all out, Sir Christopher Chope. So you've got Sir Christopher Chope. There's a good number of conservatives and a handful, I think about 10 Labour and about 100 Conservatives and a few Liberals, not all of them. The vast body of Parliament are trying to kill you. Okay. A lot of that ignorance, we have to stop that ignorance. So we'll get the letter before claiming the MP. If you're paying council tax, you obviously our local authority are domestic terrorists. They're trying to force you into this political agenda to put you in an electric cart to cause sterilization and harm you. That's the definition of terrorism. It's illegal to pay terrorists. We do it, we use their tools, right? We use their tools. So the tools are you can't fund terrorism, that's illegal, it's a criminal offence. So you can't fund your local council. Obviously, you've got to get your LBC in before to your MP, and also your director for public health at your local authority is presiding over the largest health emergency, a Six Sigma event, and they're not even telling you about it. They have to remedy this large increase in sickness and death. They're not doing anything. So we've got a half million extra claim and sickness benefit, seriously ill, and you've got hundreds of thousands dead. They're not doing anything about it. So you can actually get those documents, and not only that, you can invoice them, which is even better. You can invoice them for your time and effort. It's got to be sensible. It's got to be in the small claims court. It's got to be under 10 grand. But, 30, 40, 50, £60 an hour, a couple hundred pounds for every communication that you make with them. If you're going out and you've got a meter and you're measuring the radiation levels, which are over the 200 millivolts, and they're trying to argue that that's safe. That's not. It's been shown in the international courts that that's not safe. And we've got people measuring radiation off the scale in their cities and towns. I mean, totally off the scale.
So we've got someone asking, are you and your brother involved in the technology and selling smart technology yourself?
I've never been involved in, I've only ever been involved in developing, inventing technologies that mitigate this weapon. That was a story, that was a narrative that was promoted by the intelligence agencies. Obviously, like I said, when you're over the target, they're going to come at you with all sorts of crap. I mean, the Age 2020 project that I was involved with was I was invited to speak at a conference in Europe that was funded by the Age 2020. That was Bug's Life that orchestrated that, and it was me explaining to the people at that event that the LEDs that had been installed in the UK and the ones especially where we were would attract all pollinators and exterminate them. That's why I was there. Now, obviously, you've got criminals in the intelligence agencies. They look at somebody and go, "Oh, well, he was involved with H 2020." Well, H 2020 is one of the major funders for innovation. Well, I'm an innovator. I've got patents. I've got patents to mitigate these weapons on a battlefield, and I've got several. I've been involved in weapons development. So all that stuff, they just, it's like, it's as bad as saying, I've went to the NHS, right, because I need to get some tablets, and they tell you that you're the surgeon, you're the one that's doing all the injections of the kids. I mean, that's how crazy that narrative is. It's just absolute bullshit.
It's just so it's basically they're accusing you of selling smart technology to what is it, to Israeli Homeland Security, and it's all you're orchestrated to try and tarnish you and your and what you're standing for.
Right, look, I'm telling you, look, it's as simple as this, right? The government are attempting to exterminate you. Now, obviously, in 2016, when I was telling people this, they were saying, oh, he's exaggerating, he's just trying to terrify everybody, he's just making it up. Well, unfortunately, that's true now. I've got the numbers, they're exterminating you, they're killing hundreds of thousands. There's an extra 2 or 3 thousand people being murdered every single week from their plan. There's half a million extra full-time sick now where they will die, where they've got terminal cancer, Parkinson's, etc. So I'm telling you what they're doing, right? I've never taken pay from them. I've always earned my own cash, right? I've always had my own businesses, right? My business was attacked, right? I lost all the contracts that were had to develop mitigating technologies for these weapons on the battlefield due to me speaking out, right? So unfortunately, the what else can they do? They're just gonna make, I mean, it's a good job I give them plenty to talk about, because if they didn't, they would just make it up anyway.
Absolutely. This lady says she knows of three children going blind from radiation in their eyes now.
Absolutely. Well, I wear protective eyewear all the time. They need to
Is that
get
what your glasses are?
always wear protective eyewear, mate, whenever you're on a screen. But if I'm out and about, the LEDs, these are iridium coated. You can buy them anywhere. There's nothing special about them. I'm not selling anybody anything. You can buy mirror coated glasses. So, you know, when you used to see the American chips ones, all of that. That metallized coating will help to protect their eyes. So that'll definitely help the kids. But yes, we've got people in Gator who are now going blind, where the LEDs cause retinal cell death. And that's never going to be, so you're going to start suffering advanced macular degeneration. Not only that, it also causes central nervous system cancers. These technologies are dangerous. They're lethal. I mean, they call them non-lethal weapons. I'm telling you now, how do you call a weapon that kills you a non-lethal weapon? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
On your website, if someone wants to go to court, let's just say I started it in my local area because we've actually got obviously here as well, we've got the towers, and I decided to start a campaign here. If I ended up going to court to prove that these are bad, would you support me in court, or could I get someone that's got all the evidence to support me in court?
Absolutely. I'll help anybody going to court. If I've got the time, I'll be made available.
And if
In
you
your
haven't,
court.
or anybody else that can, or would we be able to
Well,
act?
what I would always caution using established legal firms and barristers. If you get one on side, fantastic. But if you want to go out and get lawyers and barristers, etc. Always make sure that I'm involved in that, in building the bundles, the case papers, because it's a bit like the Michael Mansfield case. Michael Mansfield case, right? They're not talking about 5G. 5G is a weapon. It's a the technicalities of 5G. It's a directional weapon system. It is not a telecommunication system. I've got all of the military, all of the defense technology, how it works, how it kills, not a telecommunication system. So that's a false nutmeg. Now, if you want to get your best chance to get a result in a court, is to show how dangerous this equipment is, how it was developed. It's battlefield derived, and it's battlefield derived weaponry to kill you. And not only that, it interconnects with the thing that we've been talking about over the last couple of years, which I can't talk about now.
Well,
And
it
that
is
is.
true that during the lockdown of the most deadly virus known to man that's brought the whole world to standstill, during that lockdown, loads of towers were being
Went up
erected.
all over. The more that could get in, the better. They were installing them all the time. You see, it's classed as critical infrastructure. Well, it's critical infrastructure. It's basically a weapon system that caused the extermination. The cult are panicking. And how are they going to do everybody? They've got the thing that we're talking about, right? That's all interconnected. That these weapons are all interconnected with each other. And we can do that. Like I said, you can get these magnets, you can get these on eBay. Don't get them on Amazon. I wouldn't give them your money. But eBay, you can get these neodymium earth magnets. Are very powerful, and you can test in and around the deltoid to see if you've got the antenna. If you've got the antenna, 5G, it's a must for you to get removed. It's absolutely critical because that is their next plan.
Is there, someone was saying about crystals or shungite or things to put in your house?
There's loads, there's absolutely loads, there's loads. You can get ones, you can get ones, you can stick outside. There's copper cables, there's earthen thing, there's loads of stuff you can actually mitigate. But you've got to remember, these weapons are very powerful, all right? Very, very powerful. We've got to get them removed. They're not using them yet. They're not
Right.
using them yet. So anybody who's had the thing, right,
Yep.
you have to even be more. So I'm seeing anybody, if you've been a victim of this terror, if you've been a victim of this terror, we're here to help. All right. Like I said, I'm not here to judge people. People made mistakes. I've made mistakes. We'll all make mistakes. Right. This is about redemption. It's
Yep.
redemption. All right. That's the main key. It's about redemption, and it's about redeeming yourself for the things that you should be doing. I know loads of people who know what's going on. They're doing nothing. They have to redeem themselves. This is
Yeah.
about action, and it's about getting as many people as possible to get those LBCs in the MP, right? And you see, when this all comes out, you've got to remember they know that they lose. That's why the insurance companies didn't indemnify the thing that they've been talking about the last couple of years, and also 5G, any electromagnetic, they won't insure it. Now, think about it. If their plan was to work, nobody'd be claiming. So why wouldn't they just take the money? It's because they know, right, that they lose. Kate, the best thing to do, send an email, take a photograph of them and send an email, but also contact your local council and through Freedom of Information. Always use What Do They Know? It's a website online, so it's in the public. You send an FOI and ask them for the equipment. If they tell you it's got a control management system, it's got a very high probability that it's part of the weapons program that's been installed on the top. You can't tell the difference between a light sensor and your weapon because they're identical. The only way to tell is actually you've got to take them to pieces. I've got loads sent to me. I've got to chop them to pieces and then check what's inside to see if it's a weapon or if it's just a light sensor.
I remember, I'll let you read this first and answer it, and then I'll ask a question.
All very good, Norman. Yes, earth and plates are good, but you've got to remember the earth can be live. So earths can be live due to the amount of radiation that they're putting onto the system. So you've always got to check your earths first to make sure that they're not live, because we have seen it in the past where people's earths are live.
So I'm getting a bit of a numb bum here. Do you remember we were talking about what happened in Wuhan? All these people that just were, you know, that's where the most deaths, that in the area of Lombardia, were in Italy, were the people that had the most deaths. Coincidentally, they were also the areas where the EMF was ramped up.
Yeah.
Is that
Right.
right?
Number one. Right. You know the flu shot, right? Well, the flu shot, unfortunately, they've been contaminating them for the last few years, right? And tungsten was one of the main constituent parts. They expected a large increase in death in those areas, far larger than what happened. All right. So it was actually a problem for them. Because they did expect a massive number. Josh, I've got the pet there just trying to jump on me on there.
That's
So
okay.
the flu vaccines, they were contaminated, so they expected a large increase in sickness, right? It didn't happen because obviously the body had already getting rid of a lot of these nanoparticulates. So that was a major issue. They didn't get the what they expected, as all these weapons are trial weapons in any event. And what was saw in Wuhan had already had it in 2019, November 19, they were given the thing. All right. And then what they did, they put them at the 5G network and they tested the weapon on the Chinese. That's why you saw people walking along where they cause natonic seizure. You can tell when people get hit with a natonic seizure, they just go down like a bag of hammers. It's not like having a heart attack where you'd sort of grab your chest and sort of go to the ground where you've got a little bit of time. This whole thing just falls to bits.
Right. And so, and the area of Lombardia in Italy, they had a very high death rate, blaming obviously
Lombardy was more the flu vaccine, but also Bergamo, which was the main area, it's up on a hill. So you see, if you're up at height, there's a lot more radiation in that area. I've got another little tinker here. Can't keep these kids out. They
No,
love
that's
that.
all right. No, we're going to finish up now anyway, because I know you've got to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
But look, thank you. I've asked all the questions. I think people have asked all the questions anyway. But thank you so much, Mark. What I'll do is at the end is I'll put your website. If you inbox it to me, then I
I'll
can
do
put it
that.
on the top of this link. But hopefully we'll speak again and maybe do some more discussions.
No, definitely. It's great. It's great, you know, getting this information out. And I'll always say to people, look, don't take my word for it. Do your own research. If you need any science, if you want to see any of the documents that we have, just request them. They're all there. They're all available, no cost. And we just need to get as many people as possible informed about what's going on and get it stopped. Got to stop this net zero. But I think we'll get loads of people who get upset when they realize that, you know, they're going to lose the holidays. You're going to lose your gas central
Well,
heating.
that's part of their plan, isn't it? They don't want people flying, they don't want people driving. It's going to be the 15 minutes.
They don't want eating meat. They want you on
No.
bugs. I mean, they really are pushing the boat out at the minute, and we have to stop them. And how we do that is by waking up more people, waking people up, and people in positions of power who are just going along with this. I'm not saying that all kiddie killers, but I think
Yeah,
there's quite a few of them.
okay, look, thank you very much, Mark, and thank you everybody for listening. And I'll
No,
speak to you
thank
very soon. Okay, bye for
you.
now.
Bye. Thanks a
Bye.
lot. Bye. Bye.